the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We've met Ruth Medjber on the programme before. We spoke to her about her Twilight Together series. I'm trying to remember, how many years back was that now?
Long, long time ago. 2020.
Was it that far back?
Oh, it was the start of lockdown. We were worried that we were going to run out of time in lockdown, so I hurried that project.
Just remind us, before we get to your new project, what you did in that.
Twilight Together was, I photographed people through their windows at twilight, through their living room windows, with their permission, during lockdown. And I told the story of lockdown in Ireland through their stories. So I went around all of Ireland, all different types of households. There was 150 houses in the book, and it was just, it's a document, it's an archive of the time. So we mention everything from banana bread to bingo flats to, you know, the good times and the bad times as well. So it's one of those just solid archives of that really weird time.
Yeah, and you did a book out of it as well, didn't you?
Yeah, the book Twilight Together, A Portrait of Ireland at Home. Yeah, that was my first book.
Which was a bit different from all the rock pictures that you're doing. You've been rock photographer, really, haven't you? Music photographer.
That was my thing, you know. I thought I was going to be this amazing music photographer. So I built my whole life being a music photographer. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, well, you can't be that anymore. Not for a while. And I became known as the windows photographer. I never thought my first book would be a collection of windows. But there we have it.
Opening a window to Ireland, as they say at the time. You have a new book, though.
Yes.
Well, it's not a book, sorry. You have a project, and I expect that it will be a book eventually.
Fingers crossed.
But it's other things at the moment, including a podcast. So tell us all about Sinn Scéal Ella.
Sinn Scéal Ella means That's Another Story. And it's a storytelling series. You know, I found during Twilight Together, during the lockdown, what I most loved about meeting people and taking their photos was hearing their stories, you know. And we're such a nation of storytellers. God, we tell a great story, you know. And I thought, that's what I want to do more of. After lockdown, I went away with Hosier for a couple of years. I travelled the world. I was back being a music photographer. But I longed for Ireland. You know, as cringy as it sounds, I was like, I miss Ireland. I miss the greatest thing. And someone asked me when I was on the road, what's the best thing about Ireland? And I was like, the people. I wanted to surround myself with people. I wanted to get to know more people. So I came up with this bananas project. And now I'm in the thick of it. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I ever... For all of 2026, I am meeting a new person every single day and asking me to tell me their story, asking them to tell me their story. So it could be anything. It could be a story from a very particular time in their life. It could be just the story of their life. It could be of love, could be of loss, you know, it could be anything. And people have surprised me so much. We are on day, I think, 100 and maybe 10 now. And, I'm blown away by the stories that we've received so far. And these are people, I'm making a point of not interviewing radio stars like yourself. You have your own microphone. You have your own platform. I want to interview people who've never worn a microphone before, who've never really had a professional photograph taken. I want to hear their stories. It's a project for the everyday person in Ireland. And they're being so generous and they're telling me some of the most beautiful, heart-wrenching stories that I never would have ever imagined. And it's just glorious and it's been a real eye-opener to me. And our intention is to really make a great archive of Ireland in 2026, like a census. The jumping off point for this was the census, 100 years since the 1926 census was recorded. You know,
this was the first census of Ireland as an independent nation that wasn't been run by the British.
Absolutely. And it's the first one that I can recognise names in. And I'm like, Annie Hanlon is there. That's my nana. I knew her. So it's this beautiful connection. And I get such a buzz off a census that I think that's like the documentarian in me. I'm like, oh, how lovely is it to look back on a census, look back on old photos of your family, but imagine hearing their voices and hearing the story that they wanted a next generation to hear or people to hear in 100 years' time. So I'm just out there capturing all that. I'm trying to make a census for people who live in Ireland in 2026. Whether they are Irish or not, the only criteria for this project, if anyone wants to be included, it's you just have to call Ireland home. So we're meeting so many different people. And yeah, the generosity has been unreal.
Yeah. So it's more than just taking their photograph, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's the deep and meaningful. It's the proper chats, you know.
When
you
get, and you're recording them, are you?
We're recording, yes. Yeah, so my partner, handily enough, is a sound engineer. So I was like, right, the two of us, we'll team up, we'll take over the world. So he records. We wear these tiny little secret mics, and people always forget that they're being recorded. It's not as fancy as this. We don't have a giant microphone. It's just, we just sit down and usually make a cup of tea, and they invite me to their house or their office or their work, or we go for a walk in the park or on the beach, or we take the dogs or whatever. We go for a drive and we just chat. And I love chatting to people. Love it. Like, that's probably the, you know, I've always been a photographer my whole life. I had a huge love for photography. But what I've really realised in the last 10, 15 years, it's the people. It's hearing their stories. I love portraiture because what you're doing with a portrait is you're trying to convey that person's personality and their backstory through an image. But what happens when I record the chat as well? You know, I've always had a photo studio. And if someone was come to me for an hour, you know, I've only got an hour, can you take my picture? Yeah. 40 minutes of that hour I'm spent chatting to them, because you have to get to know the person before you take their photograph, if it's to be of any worth, you know. So I thought...
Why? Is that because people relax into a photograph, that they show more of themselves? I mean, what is it?
I know who they are. So I'm looking for that. If I think, oh, this person's a bit of a divil or a charmer or a messer, I want to get that glint in their eye that conveys that. Do you know, if I just pull them off the street and I don't know who they are, it's very difficult. So I want to have those conversations. So I've kind of developed a skill, an accidental skill over the years, of putting people at ease quite, you know, quickly. So when I sit down to interview people on this, what we're doing at the moment, this project, for the first 10 minutes, they're like, let me know when we're recording. And I'm like, we've already started. This is it. This is the chat. And they're like, oh, this is so easy. So it's just these really nice conversations. And then the listener, which is a gas thing for me to have.
Well, actually, this is the point. This is a project which has gone beyond just taking the photographs and you interviewing. You are writing up some of the interviews, are you?
I write them up, yeah. It features every week in the Sunday Indo as a write-up. But then I also do a little kind of caption of my personal opinion, my story of meeting this person and how fantastic I think they are. And that goes up on Instagram. So yeah, there's all these bits and pieces.
Yeah, because this is all multimedia, because you also have a daily podcast. So tell us about this.
Yeah, I know. How intense is that? Like, as well as a book, as well as an exhibition and the Instagram posts and everything, it's a daily podcast. So yeah, if you're a fan of podcasts, Sinn Scéal Ella. We annoyingly called it Irish in Irish because people should learn more Irish. Sinn Scéal Ella. You'd find it everywhere. And Dee Reddy is an amazing podcast producer.
Dee, of course, I should say, as a part of our music scene every Tuesday here on The Last Word, she's a regular on the programme.
She's a fantastic woman. She was the one that put the notion in my head. She was like, Ruth, I can turn this into a podcast. I was like, Dee, do you know what you're doing? A daily podcast. So yeah, lo and behold, we're on 100 and something episodes every day. And the feedback from that is like no other. Because lo and behold, I have a new audience. Yes, people look at photographs. They love photographs. Some people go to exhibitions. Some people buy books. Some people listen to podcasts. They go for a walk or they cook the dinner on a Sunday. And people say to me, Ruth, I save up your episodes and I'm listening to them every Sunday, or I go for a drive and we'll put it on in the car. And they're bite-sized. They're 20, maybe max 30 minutes, and you get an insight and a perspective of someone's life.
And tell us about the type of people, because you said you're not looking for well-known people, people who are regularly interviewed.
Yeah.
So what type of people, where do you find them? Have they come to you? Yeah. How have you gone about finding them? Are you literally going up to randomers in the street?
Oh yeah, that's the best crack.
Good on you.
It is. No, I initially started it November last year. I said, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and just put it out to the world and go, I'm doing this. So I made a form online. So if they go to sinnscalella.com, there's an apply section. You fill out a few details. Tell me what it is about yourself that's kind of unique, you know. Anything else, any little glimmer of hope you want to put in that, so I can go, all right, this is that person. I look for, so there's about 1,100 people in the form at the moment. And you're thinking, that's wild, because she only needs 365. But when I got into the logistics of this project, I realised I needed a lot more, because people go on holidays, people get sick, people bottle it, they don't want to do it anymore. So there's a lot of fall off. So I could email maybe 30, 40 people on a Sunday and go, okay, look, I've picked you for the project. Are you around? Majority of them don't get back to me. They're like, oh, no, I don't want to do it anymore. So we need a lot of people. And then, yeah, I am saving a lot of space for the characters that we meet along the way. And that's really interesting. So we were up in Ballycastle in Northern Ireland, and we'd done a day of interviews. And myself and Ronan were sitting in the snug in the bar, and this girl comes up to us, are you the podcasters? We're like, oh, I guess we are. Yeah. She's like, I've heard about you. And then, you know, we were introduced. It was lovely. She was like, I wouldn't do it now. No, it's not for me. It's not for me. And by the end of the pint, we had her convinced that she'd like to do it. And then by the time we got back to her accommodation, she'd filled out the form and told us this beautiful story. So we're leaving space for those kind of encounters. And we're also leaving space for people who are like, I know someone you should meet. I know someone has the most fantastic stories. It's Billy down the road. He doesn't do social media, doesn't do anything. You'll never find him, but I'll give you directions. I'll introduce you. And then Billy down the road comes and tells me amazing stories.
Okay, so, I just have some examples in front of me. For example, somebody like Pat Barrett in the Gravediggers pub.
Yeah, Pat's right. Great crack.
Somebody you've known for many, many years.
I've known Pat since I was 18 and we worked in a record store together. And okay. I knew I wanted to talk to him for this project.
But he ended up wanting to talk about his mother.
Yeah, Pat's a really great musician. You know, Pat has a whole, you know, history of, he has a rock and roll life, but he wanted to talk about caring for his mother, his elderly parents. And they died not too long ago and he cared for them all through the pandemic. And that was something he really wanted to share. You really wanted to highlight, you know, how tough it can be for carers.
You found a Mexican woman living in County Mayo.
Yeah, in rural Mayo. That's Gabby. She's great crack. She's raising a bilingual two-year-old. And it's just, have you ever seen a toddler with a Spanish/Mayo accent? It's honestly, it's the cutest, like, yeah. So we get a lot of immigrants, you know, a lot of immigrant stories.
Yeah, but did you find her ancestors had come from Mayo originally?
They did. Now, she had that story, yeah. So her name is Gabriela Mead. And Mead is an Irish name. So those two brothers went to Mexico after or before the famine, don't quote me, and went off, multiplied, and she's one of those descendants. So the stories are getting her wild. And now she's in rural Mayo. Yeah, a long way from Mexico City.
And then Alan Lacasse, is that how I pronounce it?
Alan Lacasse, yeah, yeah.
In County Leash. And this is a sadder story, I think.
You know what? Real life, there is sad stories and there's happy stories. There's all types of stories. And Alan's story wasn't necessarily supposed to be sad. He approached us right off the bat in November last year saying, I'd love to talk about my adoption story. He had a very sad story where he was abandoned in a train station by his mother when he was a small child with his little brother. And he wanted to talk about that and then how he came to be in Ireland. But in the interim, in the time between he filled out the form and I replied to him, I didn't reply to him till March, he'd actually got a terminal cancer diagnosis and it was in his bones and it was in everything. And so by the time we met him, he was bedbound.
Oh.
And he has five children and they're in rural Leash and they're just, it's just so sad. But he wanted to tell that story and he wanted people to don't ignore any symptoms. He had bowel cancer. So he was just very adamant that he would like to share his story, that it might help someone get diagnosed a little bit sooner than he did. And we're finding that a lot, that the majority of the people, and I can say this and I'm so grateful for them, the majority of the people who are telling me stories want to share their message out of concern and love for fellow humans. And it's a lot of those stories we're hearing. And it's so lovely.
You're going to do this till the year end. Tell us what happens on Monday.
We're moving into a camper van.
With the price of diesel the way it is.
It's grand. We'll be fine. If anyone wants to sponsor the project, please do. But yeah, we are packing up, myself, himself and the dog. And we're going to take to the road because it's just going to be so much easier to get around. We planned doing 32 counties in every inhabited island. It's going to make it so much easier if we're mobile and we can go pitch up and stay in someone's garden of a night. So yeah.
Ruth Medra, it is a terrific project. It sounds absolutely fantastic. The podcast is Shinscale Ella, and I'd be certain you're going to get a book out of it that we'll be talking to you about next year as well.
Thank you so much.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.